This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. All right, we had a question originally from a listener who wanted to know who would play us in a movie. Doug said, in the theme of body doubles, who would you want to play you in a movie? Do you guys have anybody who you would want to play you in a movie?
Yeah, I can go first. Terry Crews.
He's pretty sexy.
It's just because he's part of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, isn't it?
Kinda, but he can move his pecs. He can make them dance.
He's not the only one.
Well, anybody who could, but I like him. He's funny. And he can move his pecs.
Move his pecs. Okay, I'm not going to pick mine based on pecs, just so you know. Brad?
Mine's along the lines of Ryan's. I'd like Dave Bautista to play me.
Ooh, Dave Bautista's a good one.
Yeah, he's dumb guy from Guardians?
Yeah, because he's funny and he can move his pecs.
Yeah, it's really important for a guy to
boys
be able to move his
so
pecs.
Boys are so weird.
Yeah.
If men.
Moving them is cool.
Can you imagine if women behaved like this?
I wouldn't mind if they did.
I mean, I know you would.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I have imagined that.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, I'm like, man, I wonder if the world's like this, because that'd be great.
You guys are ridiculous.
Yeah.
So here are some of the suggestions as to who would play us. I don't have a preference. I don't know who looks like me. Andy, our dear friend Andy, said Brad would be John Krasinski, Ryan would be Seth Rogen, and I would be Kirsten Dunst. That's interesting.
Ooh. Okay.
Grade that slate.
I'd give it a C, maybe C plus.
Yeah. C plus.
It's not awful.
Slate of electors.
Yeah. Kirsten Dunst. I don't know. It could happen.
Frank says Hugh Jackman for Brad, Chris Elliott for Ryan.
Oh, come on.
I'd take that.
Hugh Jackman and Chris Elliott.
I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Chris, there's a difference between taking it and agreeing. Chris Elliott.
Yeah. You didn't know who it was, did you?
I didn't know.
Now you do.
He's the really creepy butler in like Scary Movie or
yes.
Something like that.
Yeah. He was the star of Cabin Boy. He was a writer for David Letterman for a while.
1,000% agree with that.
Chris Elliott.
That's not fair.
Let me see your little hand, Ryan.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
You can go with Chris Elliott, but you can't go Hugh Jackman and Chris Elliott.
No. You can't do
Frank,
that. That's
and
ridiculous.
Faith Hill.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about that. It's a little off, I would say. Doug says Brad would be played by Jon Favreau. Are we talking about the director or the politician?
I hope the director.
Good question. Hopefully director. Because I don't know what the politician looks like.
Jim Carrey would be Wiggins.
I could take that.
I think Jim Carrey could do a good Wiggins.
I don't think so. Steve Carell for Wiggins, G-Wib says.
I could take that.
Yep.
Potentially. Matt Damon as the Brad Range.
Matt, why are you getting these?
Maybe they think he's a good-looking guy. Chris Elliott.
That can't be true.
I only know Chris Elliott from having that really weird hand.
What? Is that one of the scary movie characters?
I don't remember. Yeah, it is. I don't really
Does
remember.
He have the fake baby hand or something in that?
And he's like, my germs, and he sticks it in the mashed potatoes.
I don't really know anything other than that man and that character.
Chris Elliott's funny, though.
Russell says, Annie Jennifer Aniston. Well, that's kind and a bit too generous. Brad George Clooney, Ryan Wiggins.
Endorsed. That means I'd be in a movie with George Clooney and Jennifer Aniston.
I love this one. I had to Google it. For Ryan, Paul Giamatti.
No, I don't endorse that.
That is Ryan Wiggins in like 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's old Ryan Wiggins.
Yeah, I'm not fighting that.
That's in the film where you reflect on your career, your illustrious career.
Yeah. After the 2024 election, I took some time off to really reflect. And I haven't done anything since.
Vicky says, Annie, Blake Lively. Good grief, you people are very kind. Brad, Jim Caviezel. And Ryan Reynolds.
Done.
Aren't Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds married?
Oh, yeah, they are.
Ooh.
Jim Caviezel is in between them.
He's Jesus.
Yeah. Leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Three in one, yet three separate parts. Josh says, Annie, Reese Witherspoon, Brad, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Wiggins.
Yep, I'd do that too.
George says, if Disney made the movie, Whoopi would play.
Yeah. Joy Behar.
I'll tell you what, Whoopi Goldberg is a huge Disney fan. Has she lost a lot of weight?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I've seen her on some View clips lately, and it looks like she's dropped a lot of weight.
Okay.
I think Whoopi Goldberg is kind of an old-fashioned leftist that just doesn't care. Of all of the people on the View panel, I probably like her the most. Joy Behar is so insufferable. And then they put a token conservative on there that doesn't represent conservatives. Whoopi, to me, is the most honest of all of them. You at least get Whoopi from her, it seems. John Winkler says David Cross.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that.
Who's he?
He's a comedian. He was on...
He was in that same movie as Chris Elliott. He was the guy in the wheelchair.
Oh, my gosh!
Arrested Development is probably his most famous show. Mr. Show.
Adrian Pilecki as Annie Fry, David Cross as Wiggins, working on Brad. I don't know who... Oh, Aaron Paul is Brad. Aaron Paul? Is that the Logan? No.
Mm-mm.
I'll have to Google these people. Thank you for the suggestions. We appreciate it. We're going to come back with a fun 2 o'clock hour. We might go over some things we missed during the week, and we'll take you into your weekend with an exhale here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.